Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply the pop artist. The pop artist. Obviously, there are many genres of music, and one of the most popular is the pop music. Obviously, these are songs that you see performed by Justin Timberlake or Ariana Grande or Rihanna, you name it, the list goes on, and over 17% of all album sales are in the pop music genre. Yes, my friends, and it's very difficult to become a famous pop artist as it pertains to the music scene. However, in business, becoming a pop artist is essential because entrepreneurs all over the world, business owners and leaders are looking for ways to mobilize the people around them and to improve their business models. And the best way to do it is by becoming a pop artist. Now, I don't mean by getting on stage and doing the moonwalk or any of those type things or creating a song that you send off to the Billboard charts to play. No, I mean the pop artist that has what I consider to be the pop acronym, which is the power of positivity. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you knew pop was going to be an acronym in this point somewhere, and POP is my acronym for the power of positivity, because as a business leader, having that POP component means everything. Being positive at all times, in front of all people, and in all situations has the capacity to grow business. It has the capacity to infuse cultures. It has the capacity, my friends and neighbors, to impact the bottom line. Let's talk about the power of positivity. Now, the POP acronym is multifaceted. Let's discuss what it consists of. That first component of becoming a great pop artist is we have to push other people. That's the first pop. Yes, my friends, we've got to push other people. See, people like to be inspired. They need to be pushed. They desire to be motivated. That's why you can go into a weight room, my friend, go to your favorite gym, and you'll see somebody on the bench press, and they'll have this big weight that you're trying to lift, and there's someone standing over them, and the person standing over them is called a spotter. And all that spotter is doing is encouraging the individual on the bench to lift that weight and do one more rep. He may get that one more rep, and the spotter's going to push him to do another, and then another. The job of the spotter is to get the most out of the lifter. By the same token, my friends, we can push up or down the ladder. It doesn't matter who you are. Everyone is qualified to inspire. That's the reason why, as it relates to pushing or the pop component, we've got to be committed to pushing other people. Who are you pushing, my friend? Do you know someone that lacks motivation, lacks energy, lacks confidence? They need a pop artist. They need someone to push them in order to make them exceptionally great. That next pop is the priority of persistence. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the priority of persistence. You know, see, stopping and quitting are not optional to the person that exercises pop. To the pop artist, they're going to continue no matter what. I was actually typing my notes for this lesson, and I was typing the word quitting, and I saw the little red squiggly line come up on it on my spell check to show me that I spelled it incorrectly. I looked at it again, and I typed it again, and I spelled it incorrectly again. It's a simple word, and I was surprised that I didn't spell quitting correctly until it dawned on me that because I don't use quitting, do quitting, promote quitting, or teach quitting, I can't even spell quitting. And I want you to be the exact same way, my friends and neighbors. You should know how to spell quitting. You should be able to say, no matter what, I'm going to keep on going. Once I start, I'm going to finish. Once I set a goal, I'm going to hit it. See, one of my favorite races I appreciate the most in track and field is actually the marathon. You see, the marathon's not exciting exciting like the 4x100 meter relay. It's not exhilarating like the 200 meter dash. No, the marathon's a long, drawn out race, but it's about finishing. They even have a special tape for everybody that crosses the finish line. They're going to wait for hours to make sure that everyone that started the race and is committed to finishing gets the opportunity to be celebrated when they cross the line. What have you started, my friends and neighbors, and are persistent about continuing? I challenge you, my friends, to become a pop artist and execute the priority of persistence. Wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to hit my goals today. Wake up and say, I'm not stopping until I get to my desired agenda. I'm going to make sure that I service the people I said I was going to service, do the things I was going to do, keep the promises that I made. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you too can become a pop artist with the priority of persistence. Then the other one, my friends, we've got to perfect our professions. That's the next pop. See, a pop artist perfects our professions. You see, I don't care who you are as a pop artist, you're going to go to rehearsal. You got to go to studio. And you don't just go straight from creating a song off the top of your head to a live stage and performing it. You've got sound people to work with. You've got the lighting people. You've got the musicians. You've got all the other components that go along with becoming a great pop artist. And it requires us to be adequately prepared. My question, my friends and neighbors, is how prepared are you to excel in your profession? Are you getting better every day? Do you know more today than you did yesterday? Or do you know more this month about what you do than last month? Has your presentation become more polished, more refined? Are you better in one city when you go on tour than you are on the next? You see, a lot of times people travel to see these pop artists. They've got groupies that go and travel all over the country to watch them perform. And they're so amazed at the fact that each performance seems like it gets better and better and better. My friends and neighbors, we should be able to say the same things about our profession. We should get better and better and better. A pop artist is someone committed to perfecting his or her profession. The final pop I'll talk about today, my friends, is protecting our peace. That's the final pop in our pop artist series today, protecting our peace. See, we don't allow others to drown us with negativity, and we frequent environments where other pop artists reside. See, if you desire to become a musical pop artist, then you're probably going to want to move to LA because that's where all the pop artists are. Maybe you may want to move to New York, but the pop artists have a specific place where you're going to find them. All the movie castings are there. All the agents are there. All the other pop artists are going to reside there. And yes, my friends and neighbors, there is a power to surrounding yourself with people who think like you, who believe like you, who move like you, who accomplish like you, who have the commitment you have, because only a pop artist can understand another pop artist. So yes, my friends and neighbors, you want to be surround yourself with the pop artist, but so oftentimes people surround themselves with the stop artist. You don't want the stop artist, my friend. That's the person who doesn't believe that you can succeed, who's always got a negative word to say, who tells you that you can't make it and you won't win, who encourages you to stop and says that you're crazy for even starting. So you don't want to surround yourself with the stop artist. You want to be surrounded with the pop artist. My friends and neighbors, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. If you did, send me an email. Let me know. dlwallace@simplysuccess.com. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm DL Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.